the beauty of the countryside versus the need for housing. It's an age-old clash which has only become more acute over time. The housing crisis is clearly not confined to larger towns and cities. There's a rural crisis too, and it's something which is changing the nature of villages and village life. Increasingly, when young people leave home, they find they cannot afford to live in the village they grew up in. This is something we're going to be exploring each day this week on The World at One and looking at what one village in England is doing about it. Our reporter Andrew Bonford joins us now from the pretty village of Lavenham in Suffolk.
Yes, hi Martha. Lavenham is famous for its wonderfully preserved medieval buildings. Here in the marketplace is the 16th century Guildhall, and all over the village are higgledy-piggledy half-timbered houses. But it's a problem of this age that Lavenham is grappling with now. It's a desirable place to live, so high house prices have changed the nature of the village. Its population is ageing. A lot of wealthy people retire here, and all those lovely quaint cottages can be snapped up by second homeowners. Young people in the village are priced out. There are other issues too. The small village school is full. Local children get turned away. Public transport is poor. It's prompting some fundamental questions to be asked here. For a village with such history, how can the future of the village community continue to thrive? So, welcome to Lavenham. I've been out trying to find time to get to know the place. If you had to describe Lavenham in one word, what would it be?
Stunning.
Holy worldy.
Charming.
Pleasant. Oh, that's a terrible word.
Picturesque. It's beautiful.
Relaxed.
I love it.
Relaxed.
Relaxed? Mm. Yes.
So that's first impressions from visitors, and with more than 300 listed buildings from the 15th and 16th centuries, you can see the attraction. But let's just step down Barn Street here to the Victorian Village School and see what the mums make of it. How would you describe Lavenham?
Quiet, safe. It's just like when I grew up. It hasn't gone with the times yet. It's nice. We're very lucky.
Can't we?
She's desperate to go to school.
Yeah, she really wants to go to school.
It's a very nice, lovely, friendly village. I live here, work here, kids go to school here.
It is pretty expensive though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. No, we can't get a house here either. We're renting in the village, but we're on the housing association as well and can't. There's no free bedrooms available.
Housing in the area is very expensive. You can't get a house in the village for less than £250,000, which obviously for young families is a lot of money on the income they have.
The granddad on the bus says, "What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise?"
We do have a high population of older people. But yeah, you need that balance of old and young to make the village continue to work and grow.
I'm just outside the estate agents on the high street, looking in the window to see what's for sale. We've got a house here on the high street, £275,000. Prentice Street, Lavenham, £399,995. Bolton Street, Lavenham, £560,000. Hello.
Hello there.
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
What do you think about house prices here?
Well, I live in the village, so I'm not surprised that they're a bit more expensive than other parts, but it's a superb place to live.
What sort of people can afford these houses?
That's a very fair question. I mean, there are quite a lot of retired people here, and I know one of the issues that's being addressed by the parish council is to try and encourage, which the village, I hope, totally supports, the idea of having less expensive accommodation for families who want to be here.
Well, I think the right balance is to still keep it a medieval town, but obviously progress, we have to, you know, by law have extra housing, and we've got to have some affordable housing and some other housing as well, yeah, without spoiling the village.
Yes, I think it's good to get the right balance, as my wife said, but I think the trouble is, I think we mustn't go overboard on this so that we've got too many affordable housing. It is a village of older people, and there's nothing wrong with that at all.
I'm just stepping into a very fine restaurant and hotel called The Great House, which is run by Frenchman Régis Crépy, who's lived here more than 30 years.
if people find Lavenham expensive, I can name many other towns which are as expensive as Lavenham. I mean, you just have to go three quarters away from here and you're in Cambridge, it's very expensive. We've got some friends moving to Oxford, it's very expensive. And these are more expensive than Lavenham. But you go to Long Melford, it's the same price as Lavenham. You go to Bury St. Edmund, same price as Lavenham. I think that people talk about the premium to buy properties in Lavenham, but the premium is not in the price you pay for, it's in the way you live in, because living in Lavenham is wonderful.
So, a range of views there, and over the course of this week, I'll be getting to know some of the local families here and hearing about quite an unusual referendum on the village's future, and in particular, how to get more affordable housing here. It's something which could be a model for other villages across the country, which also face the same kind of challenges of high house prices, an ageing population, not enough younger families. Martha.
Andrew Bonford.